Hello?
Hi, is that better?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Okay, perfect. So basically, you can put money down if you want. I don't really see a value in that because of the cash flow. It's just,
right.
It doesn't make sense. I think giving you something more competitive makes sense here. So if you want to put some money down, you can. I just don't really see any type of value in it. I just want to make sure there's two conditions that I have, and I want to make sure they're accurate. The first condition I have is this. I want to verify that we've got proof that your business federal tax lien is on a payment plan or is paid, correct?
It is paid, yes.
Okay. And then the only other thing you have to do is this. Your Louisiana Secretary of State, it shows that it was terminated. Mm-hmm. It needs to be in good standing.
Okay, we do have that. I'll tell you what happened. They send a little postcard out at the end of the year, and somehow that didn't get turned in. But that has all been taken care
of. Okay.
Statement from them. I sent the money in when I found out about that about a month ago from somebody else. They had called me on something, I think a bid that we were working on, and I took care of it. But then I had to get it notarized and had that notarized and sent it back to them again.
Gotcha.
Should be taken care of in a day or two, or this week, I would say, at the latest.
Okay.
We're in good standing there. It just lapsed, and I don't know why, how that slipped through, but it did.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, it really comes down
to... What kind of percentage are we getting on that, Ruben? What are we looking at?
It's not a loan that separates interest and principal. It's a fixed non-cancelable payment term, so it's a rate factor. But to kind of tell you kind of my being, I'm not here to rub you the wrong way. The cost of your capital is extremely expensive on your short-term loans. You understand that, correct?
Well, I mean, you know, I have other, I bought three other trucks, one that's going to be paid off real soon at 5%. Another one is at 4%. This sounds like it's higher than that.
We're not going to be, but yeah, this is not 5 or 4% financing. Was that manufacturer-based financing?
So what percentage is it?
It's not an APR. I didn't say there's an APR. So on your documents, I'm going to have it's called an equipment finance agreement. It's going to be a fixed payment program. There's not going to be an APR listed. I can give you the total amount of the payback, but I can't give you an APR because this is not a loan with an APR listed to it. That's an amortized loan schedule that we don't provide.
So you can't tell me what interest rate it is?
Correct, because there's not. I can tell you your payment, but there's not going to be an APR on your contract, so I can't tell you there's something there that isn't. So there's not going to be an APR listed on your contract. That's a loan that separates interest and principal. It's an amortized loan product. We haven't approved you for that. What we've approved for you, and I don't know if Lena had this conversation with you, it's called an equipment finance agreement or a dollar buyout lease, which is a fixed payment program. There will not be an APR listed on your documents.
Well, is this an open-ended loan that I can pay it off at any time, or is it?
No, it's a non-cancelable agreement, so you're responsible for all payments. So if you want to do something short-term, you're going to pay less back. If you want to do something longer-term, you're going to pay more back. But it's not a loan that separates a principal and interest. So you can pay it off at any time, but you're responsible for all the remaining payments, regardless of term.
So if I wanted to pay it off sooner, I'd still have to pay the full amount. Is that right?
Correct. So if you think you're going to pay this off sooner, you should probably do something of a 3 to 4 year term or even a 2 year term. You shouldn't do a 5 year term with the intention to pay it off in 2 or 3 years. I can give you those numbers. So just kind of give you the numbers on a 3 year term. If you look at a 3 year term,
right,
your payment is $1,860. You look at a 4 year term, your payment's $1,434 and change, so $1,435. You look at a 5 year term, it's $1,186. In 63 cents, by the way. So it's really what makes you most comfortable, but this is not the type of transaction that you're supposed to enter in with the intention of paying off early. If you want to pay off early, we should set something up for you that's shorter term so you can kind of get the best of both worlds.
All right. I need to just send me what you have. Let me look over it and figure out what I want to do.
Yeah, I'll have Lena send you the numbers. We're just trying. We understand you got an approval out there, so we're just trying to beat the approval you have and give you the most competitive offer.
Yeah, what was that you just said again?
You had an approval already that was issued for your business, so we just wanted to beat that approval and give you a more competitive discounted offer. That's our role here.
Okay. All right. I'm driving, and I got to think of all this thing through, and we're talking about $1,200 a month, then I can't pay it off early, and I can't pay it off. What if I want to trade the vehicle in 3 years? I can't even do that. I must, if I do it for 5 years, I got to keep it for 5 years, right? Isn't that true?
Your line's cutting in and out, so if I lose you, it's not me hanging up on you. The line's just cutting in and out horribly. You said you were renting the equipment, correct?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Tom?
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here.
Tom?
I'm here.
Hello? Hello? Tom, are you there?